Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State volleyball with Stephanie Radecki, the head coach here at Midwestern State. And it's been an exciting fall at Midwestern State, and the volleyball team has been a big part of that. 12-4, and I'm old enough to remember when it took two seasons for Midwestern State to win 12 matches. So it's been a really fun season. I think I told you a couple of weeks ago that I'm kind of giddy about this team. And the more I see you play, the more impressed I am with the girls and the way the team's playing. It seems like you're getting better and better. Do you feel like the team's getting better as the season progresses?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we're getting better. I think we're very balanced. I think we're playing with a very calm, focused demeanor, and that's really nice to see. And, you know, every time that we have a new challenge, I think we come into it with a really good attitude and a really good mindset, and they're doing a really nice job, so excited to continue that.
It's also fun to get a chance to talk to your players in the post-game interviews, which I've been able to do 8 times.
I know, that's exciting.
Because you're 8-0 at home this year. You just played really well at home, and it really is becoming a home court advantage for you. But it's always interesting to talk to players, I don't care what the sport is, and then kind of hear them repeat what I've heard you say in podcast.
Yeah.
And all of the players I've talked to, you use the word calm, but they've talked about composure.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, you know, if you're prepared, I think you have composure. If you feel like you've done the work and you've put in the work to be successful, and, you know, we talk about that a lot, and I do feel like this team has put in the work. You know, it's something we talk about a lot. You know, it does take a really long time to build a program, and it comes with those little pieces of the things that people don't see, like off-season training and putting in work in the summer and putting in time and effort to build relationships with your teammates and with your coaches. And I think, you know, a lot of those things you don't see on game day. So our team and our players have done that, and I think that that gives them that confidence they need to have in order to have that composure when it comes to game day.
Do you see this team as more reflection of yourself than maybe the first couple of years here at Midwestern State?
Well, I mean, clearly it is, just because there's more players on this team that I've recruited. And so, you know, you're really going out and you're saying, well, I want to build this program around Elena and Jaden. You know, those were the first two players that I went out and I saw, and I said, I want these two kids in our gym, and I think we can build a program around these two players and start to build on that. So obviously that's clear and concise. We've recruited these kids. I do feel like there's been a lot of players throughout the years since I've been here that I've really enjoyed and that have done a really nice job, and maybe the results just weren't always there. But they've really bought in to trying to, like, kind of follow a game plan and train the way that we've asked them to train. And so there's a lot of players that have been a part of this program that I'm really proud to have been able to work with.
I mean, the last couple of years when we've done the podcast, we've talked about being able to see the improvement and the progress, but now you're getting the results.
Yeah, and, like, wait, just really quickly talking about Ari Fields, you know, she's kind of the last standing player that I didn't recruit. And, you know, I've always said that freshman class my first year was really talented. And Ari has just done a phenomenal job. And she's such a great athlete and she's such a great person. And it's really shown, you know, how well she's been able to help our team this fall with just, she's bought in, she's stayed bought in, and she's just done a really nice job.
And she seems to accept her role on this team. I think that's true of everybody on your roster. They kind of know what their role is and they embrace that role.
Yeah, I mean, Ari has been on the outside for us. She's been on the right side for us. The one thing I don't think she would do for us is play middle, just because she would probably go after me in a huddle. No, I'm just kidding. She's joked about how she does not want to play middle, and I don't see that happening anyways, but it's kind of a running joke. She could if she
have you ever
really
been tempted
to, but I haven't.
I mean,
no, I have
at any point
her. I think she would run away from me, but she's just done that really well. She does anything you ask her to and does it with a smile on her face, so she's just an amazing player.
Well, speaking of middles, I noticed your previous homestand, in a couple of podcasts back, we were talking about how well Bella served, and she's been working on her serve, and now you're kind of rotating her out, and you got Villarreal coming in to serve.
Yeah, Issa's doing a great job, and she's putting in a nice ball, and she's playing a lot of defense, and so it's just given us a good look in that rotation to allow Trinity and Demi to play middle back, which is their comfort zone and where they thrive, and Bella understands that. I still think Bella is a tremendous server, and I'm sure we will see her serve again this season, if not next, but right now, Issa's filling a really important role there that's helping us.
And that doesn't hurt Bella's feelings?
No, she, I mean, was talking just the other day in my office about how well she thinks Aisa's doing and how proud of her she is. So it's pretty nice to hear.
And I know we've talked about Jenna Redding kind of this, but you got a lot of unsung heroes on this team too. I've talked to you a lot about, you got a pretty good list of star players.
Yeah.
But then you pointed out to me, you got other players who are kind of help making this whole thing go that aren't necessarily getting the headlines.
Our defensive players are a big reason why we've been able to continue to find success. You know, you think about Aisa, Jenna, Giselle, and Sadie. Giselle and Sadie have kind of taken on a non-traditional role of playing a libero, a dual libero, and it's not always the most comfortable thing for girls to do or for players to do. I don't know why I just said girls. But they've just kind of embraced
because it. They're girls.
Well, they are, but it's just really out of nowhere. Because I think it would be for guys too. So,
That's a fair point.
But they've just kind of taken that on as, is this going to help us be successful? Then yes, let's do it to the best of our ability. And, you know, it was something that we started doing because I felt like Sadie was passing really well in serve receive, and I felt like Giselle was touching a lot of balls defensively, and I was like, this is a way to kind of give them both opportunities to earn the jersey, and then it just kept working. And like I said, I don't think either one was like, yeah, this is what I want to do, but it was kind of like, okay, yeah, this is what's going to help our team win. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, everybody and likes winning.
It's been very good for them. Jenna Redding's been fantastic. We've talked about her a lot lately, what she's been able to do in the role that she's in right now. You know, it's really impressive. I'm so proud of her.
So you probably know that you lead the conference in digs, but do you know where you rank in NCAA Division II?
Are we eight?
Better? Sixth.
Woo! That's fun.
Which is pretty phenomenal.
Hey, I love it. I think it's great.
Why is that important, and what does it mean about your team?
Well, it means that we're pretty persistent, which I think is a huge compliment to our defense. And our defense, that isn't just the four we just talked about. That's Elena has stepped up her defense quite dramatically. Trinity and Demi are digging a lot of balls. But, you know, I think a big thing, it's giving our hitters more opportunities to be successful, and it also gives them more confidence that if they can't take their best swing, that we're going to give them another chance to take their best swing, and that's going to help them a lot.
Demi, Elena, and Sadie Christiansen are all averaging more than 3 digs per set.
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome, isn't it?
It's really cool. And, you know, it's something that we take a lot of pride in, especially our staff. We talk about it a lot. So I think that's really important to being successful.
So as I've told you many times, you could fill an encyclopedia with what I don't know about volleyball.
Would they sell those door to door?
They probably would. One, do people even know what an encyclopedia is anymore?
We do. That's all that matters.
And two, do they know what a door-to-door salesman
is?
Our
viewing audience does.
So when I'm watching the games, Demi and Trinity remind me of each other. Mm-hmm. To me, they seem like similar players. Do you view them as similar players?
I do. They both have things that they do really, really well. I will say a lot fall into the same category. You know, they're both very high IQ players offensively and defensively. Just the amount of shots that they have, like we talk about it as tools in your toolbox. Like they have a lot of tools in their toolbox when it comes to shots. They both can hit a heavy ball. They both are very efficient on a back row attack, and they're our two best serve receive passers pretty consistently. So I think they both read extremely well defensively and make really smart moves. You know, I definitely think Trinity has had a lot of success on the service line, which she's kind of been a headache to other teams, which is
she's become
really fun.
One of the premier servers in the conference. Is that an overstatement?
I don't think it's an overstatement. I will say the first day we were in preseason and we were serving, I'm like, that's your serve? Like, you're just standing on the ground, darting a ball over. Like, in the how many years you've been playing, you haven't gotten a better serve than that? And now I'm like, you're an idiot. What were you thinking?
Talking to yourself,
yes.
You're saying this.
Like, it's phenomenal. She has a great – she can drive it between any two passers I ask her to. She can drive it straight down the sideline. She does have a pretty strong short serve. I'm just not a big fan or a big believer in short serves. So,
is she converting you at all?
No, I've not. I've only asked her for one short serve all season. She kind of gave me the evil eye, like, what? That's not like you. And I'm like, it's not like me. I think if you give good teams a short serve, they're going to shove it down your face.
Speaking of good teams, the Swazoo team that you played in your final non-conference regular season match, they came in here as maybe the best blocking team in the country. And I thought your team did a phenomenal job adjusting to that. I think they had 5 of their 10 blocks came in that first set, and your team made adjustments on the fly.
They're a very good blocking team. They're big, they're long, they press over, they're smart, they make late moves, but very disciplined moves. And it was, yeah, pretty obvious that they were a very good blocking team. And I do think that slowly we kind of figured that out and were able to, I guess, capitalize on some other things that were going to work for us versus hitting it right into their hands.
I had a chance to talk to Trinity after that match in the postgame show, and she had a chance to really use one of her favorite plays, which is that 4-4 hit.
Yes, yeah. She does like the 4-4. She even had a lefty 4-4 the other night.
Which I didn't even notice that until you told me about it. That looks like a tough shot. Is it a tough shot?
Yeah, it's a very tough shot, especially if you can get speed on it versus it being kind of a lob and drop in. And I do think Trinity gets a bit of speed on it. So, yeah, it's a very hard shot to execute. I think Jen and I always joke about how, like, how many cuts does it take with a butter knife to cut through? That's Trinity's shots.
No doubt about it. That's how I describe it, is a cut shot.
Yeah.
I've been so impressed with both of them, Trinity and Demi, and I feel like I've probably to some degree overlooked them because I've become enamored with Elena's play and how important she is to the team. But one of the reasons Elena is putting up these big numbers is because of those players around her.
Yeah, and I think you said after our match the other night, you guys are so balanced, and I think that's a big part of being successful at this level. Like, if you look at a box score and you have 5 hitters that are within the same range, you don't have one or two that have a really, really large amount of attempts and then 2 or 3 that have really low amount of attempts. But it's not just attempts. It's also, like, production. I think that they've been really balanced.
Yeah, you're among the leaders in kills. Your hitting percentage is up there amongst the conference leaders. All of these are kind of foreign to Midwestern State fans. We've not been in that company. But then you look at the standings, and it's kind of crowded right now.
It is.
Nobody's really separated themselves. Do you feel like, to a certain extent, Midwestern State's still kind of flying under the radar in the LSC?
I mean, probably, just because everybody's good. Everybody's good. That's a positive thing. I know the first time I said it sounded like I was tired. But everyone's
That's
good.
Just because you were yawning before you came in here.
Yeah. Everybody's good. There's so many teams that can do such great things, and there's just some odd results this year in terms of, like, showing that balance. I definitely still think there's some teams that are sitting close to the top that have that ability to continue to hold that. But any given day, whoever is best on that day is going to win.
So we mentioned that you're 8-0 at home. You wrapped up a 3-game homestand. And I felt bad until I was looking at UT Dallas. They're going to be playing their 3rd home game of the season when you visit them this week. They've
really
played 2 home games.
Oh, jeez. Ouch.
So it's going to be unusual for them to be at home. of course, they're new to the conference. Before we talk about UT Dallas in terms of the match, I'm just curious what you think about UT Dallas coming into the LSC.
I mean, they seem to have a great program, and I really like the coaches on their staff that I've met so far. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for any team that can help our conference continue to be more successful, which that's what it's all about. And I think that they can do that. I think it takes any time. I think you've talked about it, for any team to adjust to this division or this conference, but I think they can do it pretty quickly.
It looks like they've got some good hitters on the team.
Yeah, they're very athletic, and they're very intelligent players. I think they're very skilled. So
that's not a surprise at UT Dallas. I think their students do pretty well, so
yeah.
It's not a surprise that they've got smart players there.
Okay, yeah.
After you play UT Dallas, you'll be taking on UT Tyler. That'll be a big match. I mean, not that the UT Dallas match isn't big.
No, I mean, they're both big matches. I definitely, you know, obviously Tyler's sitting towards the top of the conference right now, and I think their only conference loss is to Angelo, and they did beat Angelo in 5 during the challenge weekend. So, you know, Tyler is just a really strong team, and they have 2 very impressive hitters that put up some big numbers, and well-coached, well-trained, a very difficult atmosphere to play in.
Time has gotten away from you, Stephanie.
Well,
this flew by.
Thing.
I can't believe how long this podcast has been, actually. But I appreciate you doing it. Thank you so much. I really look forward to our podcast.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to you coming home. That's a Halloween match,
your next
home match.
Yes.
So any Halloween plans for that
match? I'll let you know next week.
What a good tease.
Yeah.
You're such a professional broadcaster. Stephanie Radecki joining us on the Stank Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. Make your plans to be at the Allegan Coliseum on Halloween night to see this Midwestern State volleyball team. I'm telling you, they're good and it's fun. So come on out. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably making your plans to be there anyway. I'm Pete Stein. So long.